automático.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad and to give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to all those who, of course, on www.mybroadcast.com. Sorry, a little late today, a little emergency, but God is good. I'm faithful. I'm my game. Thank God for all my supporters. This M is for my supporters. God bless all my tithers, givers, seesawers. Because of you, we are reaching nations. Also, welcome to Mike Live, to LJ, to Gail A. Burton, to President Chris, to my president. God is good, worthy to you. We have a lot to cover today. Today, I'm going to be covering my SITU course, the bachelor's level, week 76, lesson six on wealth, the 21st century weapon. And I want you to see, what is the purpose of wealth? Why does God give us money? Why does God give us riches? Why does God want us to acquire the world's wealth? Because we're supposed to use it for his purpose. If you don't use it for his purpose, you will abuse the purpose, okay? If you don't use it for his purpose, you will abuse the purpose. And so I'm going to be teaching, I'm going to be preaching, I'm going to give you some stuff that'll blow your mind. So we give honor to LJ, to Gail, to Crystal D. Johnson, to my goddaughter, who I need more. God is good, and he's worthy to be praying. Let's just believe God. Let's pray. Let's get into this word day. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. And you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened. They may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, word, because mightily doth believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you energized in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body, that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Sorry, this is week 71, lesson 6. This is the bachelor levels course. And I'm going to take this until 2:55, okay? And then when we go off the air here, I'm going to do a few more minutes to make a full hour for SITU. SITU stands for School of Intensified Training and Understanding. This school I started back in 1995. My church started in 1997. So my church is born from my school. My job is to equip and train the saints. I got a couple of levels. I got the A level, BA level, master level, doctor level, and the specialist level. 5 levels. You never stop learning. You never stop being equipped. But if you stick with me long enough, you'll come into your calling, and God will use your mind. I thank God for all my mighty partners. If you're not a part of M318, I suggest you join the circle. You have to go to my president, CDJ Christopher Johnson, because I'm looking for serious warriors. I'm looking for 318 people that would join with me on a monthly basis and sow into our ministry, become an SITU student, become part of what we're doing. Apostle Lisa Mentor, one of the greatest apostles in Jersey, also our councilwoman. She is doing the do, man. She's doing the thing. And let's support Apostle Lisa Mims, who refused to have a political fight to get the job done. Stay focused. Apostle, you are a mighty woman of God. God bless you. And those who see Apostle Lisa Mims on my page, always post, always support her, and pray for her. As you know, I do not endorse political candidates, but I will let you know what some political candidates are doing, they're supposed to do. And she's doing what she's supposed to be doing. Now, I want to teach you real quick today, as I continue week 6 here, lesson 6, the purpose of wealth, and it is the 21st, it is really the 21st century weapon. If you control the wealth, if you acquire the wealth, you can set your behind up to be, of course, a blessing to your family, community, and world. And the ultimate purpose is the advancement of the kingdom of God. So the purpose, Mike Jeffries, and the purpose why we acquire wealth is that you're able to set your butt up. Okay, now, I say a lot of things sometimes that are controversial. It sounds controversial, but I try to take things out of the religious church word setting and make it so you can really understand when God gives you prosperity and wealth, what's the purpose of it. Now, when you spell assets, A-S-S-E-T, ass, ASS, and you got set, ass set. So when you got walked, I want to set your butt up. You want to set your butt up to be a blessing to your, to you and your family, first of all, to you and your community, and then to the extended world. You got to go from you to your family to your community to your extended world. And the reason why God gives you wealth is that we're able to control the resources so we can control the political realm. Because he that has the money makes the rule. Contrary to religious folk, and everybody talk about prayer and intercession, at the end of the day, if you got the wealth, you can set policy in your city, your state. That's why a lot of your billionaires and millionaires really make up the leadership of your lobbyists who sets up the laws and the rules. That's why America sometimes is so perverted and twisted, because the people at the top are listening to these lobbyists who got billions of dollars. Don't fool yourself, man. Whoever has the wealth of this world controls the policies that are passed. Now, outside of prayer and miracles, and God has done it, it doesn't matter how much money you have, God can cause things to happen. But wouldn't it be nice if we got the prayer, miracles, and control the world's wealth? If church folks are not afraid of money, they're not afraid of success. It seems like I can only hear these success speeches at graduations. Why don't we talk about success speeches in our churches? God is not afraid of prosperity and wealth. That's people on TV telling you that the preachers ought to be poor. The more poor you are, the more humble you are. That's some more gospel. That's some more Jesus. That's a lie. It's not the truth. It's a lie. It's not the truth. God wants us to prosper and be wealthy for the establishment of his kingdom and his covenant. So when you have wealth, you have the power to buy a property, to build buildings, to connect programs, to start different things to hopefully we can control and maintain our communities. The job is not to live in a neighborhood. Our job is to turn neighborhoods into communities. Hello, Karen Mack Burton. You can post your guest speaker that's coming. Karen, you always see the advertising on my page. I'm telling you something. What Karen Mack Burton is doing is trying to bring people in to show how to get some of this grant money. She's doing a seminar. I don't know if I missed it or not. But I'm telling you, this is what you got to do, Mike Jeffries and Apostle Alicia Miss Councilwoman. It can't just be pie in the sky and jump and shout and thank you, Jesus. You got to have a plan of action. You got to network. You got to connect with people. It's our job to be the salt and the light and be on top of the hill. Because salt and light do not talk. Salt alters and light illuminates. When you alter with salt and when you illuminate with light, let me tell you something. Okay, Karen, I got you. Well, go ahead and post what you got. And so it's so important to understand God wants to position the church on top of the hill. On top of the hill with salt and light. Salt alters and light illuminates. Hello, Bonnie. And a lot of times we don't understand. We think salt and light is quoting scriptures. You better come to Jesus or you're going there. Yeah, you come to Jesus. It's like our ignorance speaks louder than our knowledge base. Salt alters. And it don't take much to alter, because one pinch of salt can change the taste of food. Light doesn't talk. You cut the light on, it illuminates the house. So part of the church is to be salt light set on top of the hill. And so we start talking about money, prosperity, wealth. Sometimes church will back away from, you know, money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. Money is not the root of all evil. Someone lied to you. It's not the truth. The love of money is the root of all evil. Be very careful how you interpret that. God has no time with you having money. He don't want the money to have you. And in order to keep money in its neutral place as a servant and not a master, God requires you to give it, to tithe it, to sow it. So the money doesn't control you, but the God that caused you to create the money and wealth can have management over your life. And a lot of times people are blessed and come into wealth and prosperity, and they don't sow back into their church. They don't support their pastor. They don't support their apostle or their prophet. They don't support missions. And we think money is all about acquiring stuff just for us. That's not the purpose. Wealth is to set your butt up to take care of you, your family, your community, and your world. So God will cause resources to flow through you so you can use the resources to change your neighborhoods into thriving communities. Dr. Claude Anderson said it best to me back in 2012 and 13. He says, McDuffie, if you get all this money and you're not using it to improve your community, what good is it? It can't just be you and your family either. I know folks who are rich and they keep the money between them and their family. And I know local church members that only bless their members of their church. Don't work like that. You got a core, but you got to begin to spread out and help those that are in need and help to advance the kingdom of God. Now, you're listening also to www.mikebroadcasttv.com. And I started a little bit late today. And I'm just showing you that you've got to be determined to acquire the wealth. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, he gives us power to create wealth. He doesn't really give you wealth. He gives you power to create it. So what Karen McBurton is doing, she's trying to help create wealth. When you're trying to show folks how to improve their credit rating, you're trying to create wealth. Glory be to God. I got a lady named Miss Eaton. She wants to show folks how to create, how to get a better credit rating. I got a Pastor McCutcheon, how to get a better credit rating. Because you got a better credit rating, you pay less for loans. You're also able to get in certain gated communities. If your credit rating is below 700, you can't even rent certain apartments, even though you have the money. But church don't want to talk about rapture, going home, leaving the earth. This world is not our home. We said a bunch of dumb stuff. And you do some stuff, you find out that God's purpose is to transform your community in your lifetime. And you got to get people to start thinking like that. You got to be, and let me tell you something. Your greatest enemy are church folk, are religious folk. Because they think we're supposed to be scared of money, scared of wealth, scared of silver and gold. And you know the gold is the mark of the beast. You know, that's the sign of Jezebel. Sounds dumb. It's not true. Gold was in the book of Genesis, chapter 2. God put gold in the Garden of Eden. God, I'm afraid of gold. You're afraid of gold. And those of you who are such and so afraid to, of course, get involved in acquiring gold, that's why your community is a mess. It is a mess, a double mess. I got to walk the streets of Patterson, garbage, pollution, nasty. Thank God for my mayor who's putting together a cleanup committee. Because Patterson is a nasty looking city, except in the third ward, Eastside Park. I'm actually clear. Go to that fourth ward, that fifth, go to that fourth ward. Look how it look, man. That's some parts of second ward. Look at it. Dirty and nasty. You know why? Because we're sitting on ring for the rapture. We need someone that got wealth enough to empower kids to get jobs, to clean their communities, and turn apartment dwellers into homeowners. Because you'll take care of a house if it's your house. That's right. That's why folks can't sit in your car, because that's your car. If there's no skin in the game, they don't care. The project, what I care about, it's not mine. But when it's your house and your property, you got some skin in the game, you understand the power of taking care of what God has blessed you with. Churches should have what it takes to make a community a success. Yeah, but some churches are LG just having services. You want to empower your community. Now, I want to prove something to you real powerfully, how Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all wealthy. And all of them had covenant undermined. And everything God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God stayed true to his word. Whatever God told Abraham, he told Isaac, I'm going to keep my word to you like I kept my word to Abraham. When he got to Isaac, he said, Isaac, listen, I'm going to bless like I blessed Abraham. When he got to Jacob, he said, Jacob, I'm going to bless like I blessed Isaac. That means from Abraham to Isaac and Jacob, and all three of them were wealthy and prosperous. Let me blow some of y'all out to the water. All three of them were prosperous and wealthy, but they understand the purpose of the wealth and prosperity. Those that don't understand the purpose of wealth will abuse it. You use your money and your wealth for just luxury trips and spending your money on the dumbest stuff and spending your money on addictions. The reason why God channels wealth through you because that wealth is supposed to be used to turn neighborhoods into thriving communities. I'm sitting in my car out at my AI 237 headquarters. And you know, I live in Patterson, but I also have a headquarters in Weehawken. And this neighborhood is a little bit different than Patterson neighborhood. There's no garbage on the streets. You know, there's a community that sits by the Hudson River. I'm a part of that community. I have a ministry over there, ministering to couples down in the Weehawken, Hudson County area. They come outside and they keep an eye over the cars. They'll find out if there's a car parked in here too long, they call the cops. This is a serious community. You're not going to turn it into a poor neighborhood. You're going to keep it top notch because I pay top tax dollars. How you pay top tax dollars in Patterson and your city look like this? That because people are waiting for the rapture, the final coming of Christ. You can improve your neighborhood's community if people understand the power the power of wealth. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break, a one-minute break here on a commercial on www.mikebroadcastdb.com, and I'm going to come back and let's continue this thing on, of course, SITU here on, of course, lesson 5, week 76. It's lesson 6, lesson 5. Cousin, I get mixed up a little bit. Let me just make sure that is right here. Lesson, week 71, lesson 6, SITU bachelor level, of course, wealth, the 21st century weapon. Let's take a break here, and I'll stay on my line.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay. We're back to www.mybroadcastdv.com. We are, of course, this SITU bachelor's level. This is week 71, lesson 6 on wealth, the 21st century. That's lesson 6. Thank you, Karen. We're on the 21st weapon of wealth. That means he that controls the wealth has the weapon to defeat the powers of darkness. And what I'm establishing to those who are watching, for all you church folk who are afraid of money and afraid of acquiring wealth, that means you don't study the scriptures. Because from Abraham to Isaac and Jacob, they were not only rich, they were very rich. They were not only wealthy, they were very wealthy. I think riches deal with money in your pocket and a possession, but very wealthy, I believe, is the system that's between your two ears, how you think and how you acquire things with the system that is in your head. When I say wealth, I'm talking about assets. I'm going to say it slow, Sister Karen. The church folk are going to hear this, Stephen. Assets. Set your butt up. I got that from Bernard Jordan back in 1989, 1990. He taught this. He said, set your butt up. For you and your family, for you and your community, you and your world, so you can advance the kingdom of God. And so in some assets, people get billions. In some assets, some folks get millions. In some assets, some folks just live off the thousands. It's not the amount that makes you wealthy. It's what you need to accomplish God's purpose. But there's some basic ABC things that the church needs if she plans to acquire the wealth of this world. It's very important. Healthy credit rating. Do you got a CDC? Do you have to acquire these grants and money? What are your books like? What is your vision? What's your dream? Abram is an example of a successful businessman. Let me show you. So God wants to prosper Abram. He wants to make him a great nation. When you go to Genesis chapter 12 and jump down to 4 and 5, it says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot, his adopted nephew, went with him. And Abel was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. That means his real ministry did not start till 75. So some of you are so worried about, I'm too old. I'm about to retire. Well, Abram started at 75. Moses started at 80. And so I'm trying to figure this thing out. Why folk be so tired at 70 and 80? Oh, it's your diet. It's what you eat. Oh, it's the American gospel. Oh, so you're supposed to retire at 55 or 65. Now, these guys just started out at 75. So stop believing everything you see on TV and start believing that God wants to prosper you, to be wealthy, to be powerful. You can't just do what everybody else do. You got to find your own way. You got to get connected and stay hooked in there and say, God, you give me power to create wealth. Power to create wealth. I'm looking at three of these great guys in front of my car right now. Three probably millionaires in my neighborhood. They're all talking together. And what they're doing, they're creating wealth. They're networking. They're not saying, well, yeah, you belong to the Methodist church. I belong to the Presbyterian church. And I belong to the Pentecostal church. You stay in your side. I stay on my side. You stay on our side. You know what they did? They pooled their resources, Kevin Beeman, because they understand the power of wealth building. Abram is very smart. He brings his wife. He brings his nephew. He's trying to create a corporate wealthy movement. Church folks don't think in network. Church folks don't think in terms of team building. We think of competition. Oh, you got 1,000? Oh, I got to beat your 1,000. Oh, you got a choir? Oh, I got a bigger choir. Oh, you got a musician? I got a bigger musician. So it's like we're comparing body parts. Come on. If I really was on a real stage without religious folk, men sometimes be comparing body parts, which is really dumb. Because to everybody is a different level. Someone said to me one time, McDuffie, what air condition, which air condition is more important? The one with the 25,000 BTUs, the one with the 15,000 BTUs, or the air condition with the 5,000 BTUs? And then I said, that's a very dumb question, because the size doesn't matter. It matters the purpose of the room. If you only need a room, if you only need a 5,000 BTUs, air conditioning for a small room, you don't need a 25,000 one. You know, the 25,000 one will make everybody freeze to death and they'll die. And you got a small room, right? Right? And you need a small air conditioner. But if the room is large and massive, a 5,000 BTU air conditioner will cause a problem. You might even short circuit it, because an air conditioner sometimes has a computer mind that says, I'll shut down when I feel that the room is cool enough. And some air conditioning will violate itself in short circuit because it's trying to cool up a room it wasn't designed for. So the question is not which air conditioner is most important. The question is, what is the size of the room? And whatever is the size of the room determine what type of air conditioning you need. That's why sometimes you cannot compare people's ministries, because they're wired differently. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, three sons of God. Abraham came first. Isaac came second, Jacob came third. The question will be, why didn't Jacob come first? Because that's God's business. Abraham is the father because God chose him like that. Then came Isaac, and then come Jacob. And all three of them were rich, prosperous, and wealthy. So I'm going to give you wealth so you can take you and your family and go in and change your neighborhood into thriving communities. That's Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through verse 5. And then, of course, when he gets to verse 7, look at this. Look what he talked about. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your seed, which means to your sperma, all right, which means seed out the penis. So I make it plain. I will give this land. See, God wants to give you land. He wants to give you ownership. And not just in terms of buying houses, in terms of buying a business, buying a corporation, getting grants, getting whatever you need to get to establish your vision and your dream. That's why you need people to help you get your books together. And I will give you land. And there, Abram built an altar to the Lord and appeared to him. Whenever you see the term altar, please circle it and put the word worship down. Write the word worship. This is week 71, lesson 6 on wealth, the 21st century weapon. And if you can understand what I'm teaching you, stop being afraid of money. Stop being afraid of success. And stop using the rap dream, the 666, the false prophet, the cover up for your laziness, your ability not to be trained, won't go to college, won't go to trade school, don't improve your marketability skills. Stop blaming the devil for your laziness. You got to get up and make yourself better. You got to create the market to make it better, okay? So when we get to verse 7, he wants to establish him in his land. The land is Canaan. The land is Palestine. Today it's called the State of Israel. I want you to go and take the land, because that land is yours. Whoever is squatted on the property, listen, they're not supposed to be there. They're built illegally. So I allow them to stay there to keep the, you know, grass cut, keep it in check. But when the time is out, I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to send an angel to chase them out. But you got to go walk on it. You got to walk in it. Okay? Now, when you get to verse 8, it says, he removed from thence to a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hiah on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. So Abraham now, he wants to take his seed into the land, but it also built an altar, which is a place of worship. I told you the purpose of wealth is to establish God's kingdom. I want to turn communities into not only wealth centers, but worship centers, wherein I'm not just building apartments and gated communities just so we can have a good time and live in our pleasures. I want to drop the spirit of Christ in the middle of it. So while we're creating an anointed community, we also got a place of worship where people love the Lord, where people are serving Christ. And I really believe that the problem with the wealth that we teach in our churches is not Christ-centered. Sometimes it's more educator-centered. Just get your degree. Someone said to me one time, education is everything. Without education, you won't make it. That's the only way to success. I used to always raise my hand and say, oh, by the way, man, you know there's some straight-A students that be killing professors. You do know those are straight-A students who commit suicide. You do know it's people that got doctorate degrees that want to blow up buildings. You do know that the smartest people sometimes are the nuttiest individuals. So you can't tell me that education is the only way. It is a part of the way. Your heart needs to be born again and saved. You need kingdom encounter. But the problem is church folks don't create kingdom culture. We create Sunday morning, 11 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock p.m., 1 hour, give God that. And then we take the other 168 weeks out the week and do 168 hours out the week and do 167 hours a week and do what we want to do. Listen, we need deliverance, man. We need a real kingdom culture. And the way you change your neighborhood, who controls the wealth? What are the marketability skills? Who controls the wealth? Listen to me. Who controls the wealth? Hello, Maritza Coleman. Who controls the wealth? And if you control the wealth and the wealth is welded toward God, you can advance the purposes of the kingdom. All right, now. So that was, of course, Genesis chapter 12. And Abram, I'm going to prove you, was very rich. Let me show it to you. Because I think that we don't understand this. In Genesis 13, let's look at verse 1 and 2. Watch this. Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot was with him into the south. And look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. And it's God bless you, and it's for you. If I give you the M, that means you support me financially. And I pray for you around the clock. And I pray to everybody, but especially the household of faith. Put the thumb up. Put my M up for A and S. It says in 13 verse 1, and Abram went up out of Egypt, relationship. He and his wife and all he had, that's his family, and his adopted nephew Lot, that's his extended family. So you got your godfather, you got your godmother, you got your goddaughter, you got your godson, you got your family that raised you because your mother and father gave up for adoption. You don't know who your daddy is, all right? But verse 2 is key. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. God bless you, BB. I call you BB, Beverly Bates. God bless you. So you're rich in cattle and gold and silver. It's not for you. Keep in mind, when God gave Abraham this type of prosperity, it's for advancing the kingdom of God. It's for to help improve the quality of your community. You're supposed to bring the poor out to empower the poor. Anytime you take your money and your wealth and you spend it just for you and your pleasure and your love, it's going to lead you down a dark pathway. When God gives wealth to people, it is a channel to flow through. So not only take care of you and your family, you're trying to empower people around you. That's the purpose of the wealth. All right? That's the purpose of the wealth. I sat down with a brother the other day. I'm going to call him Brother D. He told me, he's a McDuffie, I want to prosper to build community, to improve community. He's like, I got enough money. But I don't want to just build houses and homes and property just for me. I want to help that kid coming out of jail. I want to help that mother that's struggling. He is rich towards God. See, he got a lot of wealth physically, but his mindset is establishing kingdom. And the devil always wants to mess with rich people because he don't want them to pour resources into a kingdom advancing ministry. Because once a kingdom advancing ministry gets a hold of wealth, you can channel the kingdom through that wealth and start seeing folks saved and become disciples of Christ. So Satan always attacks organizations that try to get a whole of the world's wealth to advance the kingdom. That's why people who teach kingdom, teach Christ, salvation, discipleship, they get hit the hardest. They get hit the hardest because Satan sends his best principles and powers to hinder you, especially if you got a heart after God. He sends them to try to confuse you, to throw you off, because if you ever start serving Christ as a disciple, the money that comes through you, the wealth that comes through you, you will channel it to create healthy communities. Listen to me, B&B and A&S and Mazetta Coleman and Joyce Jackson. Listen, your wealth, which is your ability to set assets up, is supposed to help you transform your neighborhood into thriving communities. He that controls the goal calls the rule. So it's not enough just to have money and wealth. You got to use that money and wealth for the advancement of the kingdom of God. I'm always praying for people who God prospers. You're looking at Genesis 13, a stick woman. When you look at Genesis 13, glory be to God. I got 6 minutes on this. I'm gonna go to 3:15 on this. So please hold still. Learn. Mayor Keith Kassmark, one of the greatest mayors of New Jersey, mayor of Woodland Park. This is very important. You have to understand that wealth is not just for you. It is to empower you and your family, you and your community, and you and your world. While the kingdom of God is advancing, one of the greatest resources in the realm of the political world is how does your political realm work with the church and faith-based community. Notice how I'm saying it, the church and the faith-based community. When you begin to connect with them, then real wealth steps on the scene, because wealth sometimes might not always be money. It's a mindset. It's a heart that says, I got 5 cars. I can't drive 5 cars. And the lady across the street don't have any car. Why can't I take a couple of my cars, give one to her, and give one to her? And I got the wealth to do it. Why you need 10 cars? Why you need all that stuff? To show off to other people? Why she can't get to work, Marion Jones? Mayor Keith? We got to have a giveaway program sometime. If you see someone trying to make it, why you can't give them a hand up? You know, one of the saddest things I used to watch about Good Times, and I make this funny, but I got to use Good Times. James in Florida was the hardest working black family in Chicago on TV. They never could get a break, man. And if someone could ever had money and would give it to James, and he took that and invested, he would have been a multi-billionaire. But no one ever helped him. He's not a lazy black man. He's not a lazy black family. There are family in Chicago that's stuck in the ghetto trying to make it. And all they need is someone who got the power to create wealth to give to them to get out. And of course, James dies. I'm saying, you ever see a family have so much bad luck in your life? Listen, and that's the problem with some of our urban communities. They don't have their hand up to help those individuals who are working hard, But they ever get a hold of Kingdom Wealth, man, they can turn around neighborhoods. They can set high schools free. They can do some things. But the problem is the devil is a smart player, man. He is going to get people distracted who love money. He's going to get people addicted to other stuff who love money, because his job is to throw you off, because he don't want you channeling resources through the kingdom of God. Listen to me, y'all. I'm giving you something, and you got to hear me closely. I got 4 minutes on www.mikebroadcasting.com. I'm going to stay on Mike Live at 3:15. Now, I'm showing you this stuff because I have to get this across you, Marion Jones and Mayor Keith Kazmark and B&B and A&S. You have to understand purpose of wealth and understand the purpose of why God allows Abram to be rich. Now, Abram is rich. Look at chapter 13, verses 2. Look what it says. Let me scare some of your church folk who are afraid of money, afraid of wealth, afraid to prosper. Stop listening to people on TV. Jesus was not poor. So I told you that crap. Abram was very rich, look, in cattle. So as he owned the cattle, his cattle bought him into silver and gold. Now, silver and gold does not fall out the sky. Gold is hidden in the ground. You have to discover gold. But you need the utensils, you need the money and the wealth to get the equipment to discover the gold. So cattle gave him the riches to increase in wealth. So my question is, where is your cattle? What are you selling? What do you bring to the table that someone will pay a price? You know what? I'm going to take my money and exchange it with your service or your goods. If you have a good and a servant, why should I pay you? See, what I'm doing now, I'm on Facebook Live. I pay a monthly bill to use a cell phone. What's the name of my phone company? I can't even turn my mind moving. But I pay my phone company a certain amount of money every single month. It comes out of my pocket. And I also pay the further of my daughter. But I'm not on this phone just to have a good time. They're giving me a good or a service, and then they take the money out of my pocket. And this company is making so much money off of me. That's how you make billionaires and millionaires. They have created wealth. Now, the owner of this corporation, if he's a son or a daughter of God, should be using resources to advance the purposes of the kingdom or get God's covenant to spread. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, there tells you very clearly. He says, when I bring into your promised land, don't forget me. I gave you power to create wealth to establish my covenant in the land. It means the contract that God has with man, that is what you're establishing. Remember the song? Reunited, and it feels so good. Reunited, understood, creatures of earth. You see, that's all, but it was just a song. But that's a gospel song. Your job is to get the wealth into the community so men and women can come back to God. If your wealth and your money is not helping to advance the kingdom, you're wasting time. It's a waste of wealth. Waste. Remember one time a pastor, Clint Utterbach, said that after Brother Rockefeller, who was very rich, already worth billions, what would you want? He turned around in his chair and said, more money. Which means you're never satisfied. Never satisfied. Christ satisfies the heart. And once Christ is your love, and he's your number one, and he's your love in your life, then wealth and money becomes a channel that flows you. Now, I got to close out Mike Radio. I want to thank y'all for listening to Mike Radio at www.mikebroadcasting.com. And I do invite you to come out to our church service on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Please inbox me to the address. We're out by 11:30, 12 o'clock. We're going to worship in someone's living room. God give me a mobile church that travels and go home service in people's houses, because I believe that the anointing is tangible. And so I do invite you to be a part of us. We'll hit you back next Saturday on www.mybroadcastdd.com. Thank you for listening to Mike Radio. Gotta go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 1-800-871. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.